I'm Rona Tarrant. A group of US officials was in the demilitarized zone on Sunday meeting with North Korean officials. The State Department said they were preparing for a summit between Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Singapore next month. Trump cancelled that meeting last Thursday but said it could still happen. Preparations are continuing with the teams focused on the substance of the talks. Ireland's Minister for Health is consulting with officials today on legislation to allow for abortion to take place. It follows a landslide vote in Friday's referendum, in which 66.4% of citizens opted to remove the Eighth Amendment from the Constitution, which gives equal right to life to the mother and the unborn. The bill is expected to go before Ireland's Parliament and Senate in September. Speaking on Sunday, the leader of the Catholic Church in Ireland, Archbishop Eamon Martin, said he's deeply saddened by the result. Beaches along the eastern Gulf Coast were largely empty on Sunday as rain and wind from subtropical storm Alberto lashed the region. The storm intensified late on Sunday as it continued to move northward. Separately, a state of emergency was declared by Maryland Governor Larry Hogan after up to 8 inches of rain fell in Ellicott City in 2 hours, causing severe flash flooding for the second time in less than 2 years. Colombia is heading for a runoff in its presidential election after no candidate achieved 50% of the vote in Sunday's first round. Conservative Iván Duque was the top vote-getter with 39% of the vote, while Gustavo Petro finished on 25% in the five-candidate race. It's the first election since the government signed a peace agreement with the FARC rebel group in 2016. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.